Bonnie Demersion has been organizing Wrangell's Christmas bird count for about 15 years. I meet up with her at City Dock to spot the usual crowd of seagulls, crows, and ravens. There's a man in his car feeding the birds.
And I feed them every day.
Do you? Okay, well, you're their friend.
Are you counting all of them?
I'm going to count them all, yeah. Thank you for bringing them so close.
On this day, bird watchers all over North America count resident fowl, the ones that stay year-round. It's a project of the National Audubon Society. It's been going on for over 100 years. Demersion and about 20 other wildlife explorers are canvassing a 14-mile area in Wrangell. Together, they end up spotting 54 different species and counting almost 4,000 birds.
You know, it's what they call citizen science. Having people who are not experts, but are contributing in whatever way they can, and this just helps build up this body of data that can then be used for all kinds of scientific purposes.
Demersion and I walk to the ferry terminal and then Petroglyph Beach, looking for birds feeding just off the shore. She identifies different species visually by the shape of their body and markings. The bird's vocalization tips her off too. And simply knowing the environment will tell a birder what to expect.
It said, how do you do it? You do it bird by bird. You just
bird by bird.
Start acquiring understanding just a little bit at a time. And I think that's one of the reasons why people get so involved in birding is because there's never end to it. You never know it all.
She has her binoculars and a hard copy field guide. She takes out her iPad with a birding app.
The calls, so that's helpful sometimes if you're out someplace you're not sure what you're listening to.
She also has a clipboard with a list of all the birds she can expect to see. It's on weatherproof paper.
It's a special paper. It's called Write in the Rain paper, and you can see why we need it.
We meet up with our fellow birders, Tori Hauser and her two boys.
Hi. And at the ferry terminal, what was that big group of seabirds?
That was Barrow's golden eyes.
You were right, see?
Oh, good. Yeah, and they hang out there all winter long, so you can see them.
And what was your
again.
Count on them? About 75 to 100?
I said 90.
Demersion, Hauser, her two boys, and I continue to the baseball field and then the golf course. It's been raining all day, and it's not letting up. The weather is starting to get to me and the boys.
Are you still having fun in all the cold?
Sort of. My feet are freezing.
At the golf course, we see a group of guys,
I can't believe it.
Huh?
There are people golfing.
Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, perfect game for golf.
Perfect for golfing.
I can't believe it. Okay for birding, too.
I knew nothing about birds before today, but I had heard rumors about birders. They are persistent, even relentless in their pursuit. At this point, we're not even seeing that many birds. Birds, like humans, don't like the wind or rain. But then, we go under a canopy of trees, and we hear chirping.
Here, over here. There he is. Very pretty little thing.
What does it look like?
Well, it's kind of a grayish buffy all over, but then on the top of its head, it has this kind of orangey-yellow stripe. Okay, we saw four kinglets and another eagle.
We wrap up our day shortly after that.
How was your birding experience today?
It was moist. but it was fun. And we like to go with Bonnie because we're not bird experts, but she is, and so we could learn a lot.
Demersion tries to convince me that on a warm spring day, birdwatching can actually be one of the most enjoyable things to do in town. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.